This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this soggy morning?
Well, everything around me is pretty wet, but thankfully I was able to get out to the truck before the rain picked back up again. There's a little bit of a lull here, so I'm cool with that. Lynn asked Alexa this morning what the weather was going to be today, and she said it was 44 degrees with a high of 48, so I didn't listen to the whole weather report, but just from that, I would guess that we're going to have pretty good cloud cover, and I guess it's probably going to stick with us all day if the temperature's not going to change much. Not letting the sun shine in today.
Yeah, when I was listening to the weather just a little bit ago, that's what it sounded like. Cloudy and rainy off and on through the day. Not very warm, maybe 50, but I doubt it. So, yeah, typical fall day in Western New York.
Yeah, I don't know if the weather has anything to do with it, but there's supposed to be a jackknife tractor trailer on the 90 somewhere around William Street, just before, just after.
Thank goodness I don't have to take the 90 anywhere.
Yeah, I know a couple people were talking, and I don't really don't think of it much. When it rains heavy like it did the other day, you get those puddles on the side of the road, and apparently there were some good-sized puddles on Walden the other day, and I heard a couple different people talking about how they were hitting that puddle in hydroplaning. I didn't think the rain was coming down heavy enough to cause that kind of standing water, but maybe there's some drainage issues over there. I guess it was over by maybe 84 Lumber, somewhere in there. And yeah, I don't normally hit water in there, so there must have been a clog. Something needs to wash through. I like those. Not I like them, but I've seen them in. Appreciated in those videos where there's all this standing water and then someone comes along, walks in the water and, you know, cleans the debris off of the storm drain and the whole parking lot drains out.
Yeah, that's one reason I don't like, well, you're not supposed to, is people push all their leaves into the street and then it clogs up the storm drains. When I came down Walden yesterday, was it Walden? Yeah, yesterday, they were working on something down by the paper waste facility.
Okay, maybe that is somehow connected then. Maybe I had their location wrong. Yeah. Yeah, so I was checking out that video, the guy doing his, you know, Morse code contact while holding that antenna up in the air. That is definitely a feat in and of itself to be able to operate in that mode. But, you know how we were talking about, like, 2U rack enclosures to put my radios in for easy portability. Man, having something small like that, or the Zygu like Jeff has, oh, that would make it so much easier.
Were you able to read that blog on that woman and the guy that built that, like a Pelican case?
Hey there, Brad. This is K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KETGDQ. Yeah, I'm here. After my last transmission, things kind of went quiet. I didn't know why.
Yeah, I found it also interesting in that I was talking about, you know, case preferences, and I unkeyed and I didn't hear the my repeater, my node key back to me. So I thought that was weird. Some other thing to look into.
Yeah, there always seems to be something, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with it. Yeah, I came back. I don't know what that delay was. Very curious.
Yeah, that was really interesting. Did you get it? Were you able to read that blog on building a portable unit out of a like a Pelican case?
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was explaining when I didn't read it in full detail. I was going through the images, scanning through the parts list and whatnot. And one thing I really like about that style is the weatherproofness. You could set that down in a puddle. You could you could have 8 inches of water, standing water, and that case would survive very well. From an ergonomic perspective, during its use, I could see that top entry being a little awkward, and that's why I was kind of thinking it would be cool to find one that was more of a side entry. Wouldn't be as weatherproof. I know they've got seals, but no matter how you set that style of box down, you have an interface that sits in the water, and I guess that's the downside to the side entry cases.
Yep, I can understand that. It was an interesting article. It's kind of neat to see how people approach different things to solve things that what they're trying to do. I kind of like that idea of having a radio in a case, so to speak. But you're right, it would be a little awkward to operate from that standpoint.
I'm pretty sure I didn't send it back to you, but there was this one. I'll just say write-up. Where a few years ago, this guy built a portable node, and he actually he won some kind of award for it. You know, it was like building a Go Box contest, and I think he took first place. But he repurposed what was it? I think it was some kind of, I'll say very old. I think it was like a pulse generator, and he gutted it, but it had a very nice frame to it. It had a handle on top, and it was tall and narrow, so he was able to stack his, power supply tuner, transceiver vertically inside the enclosure. And then it had a handle that he could just pick up, carry, and take where he wanted. And I thought that was pretty slick. In fact, I think there was a video where he was demonstrating where he was completely portable, so he must have had a battery pack in there as well. And that was kind of cool. I liked that look. So to find a case like that, especially that had covers front and back, that would be so neat.
Yeah, I've got a picture of that in my head, and comparing the two, I would like that. I think that would be a better system. I would agree with you. It'd look cooler. I think it would be ergonomically better. I agree.
And having those larger cases, obviously is going to, be able to support the higher power radios. But then I think for, ease of portability, having something ultra small like the QRP rigs that you're coming across, that Jeff has, where you just you have a little Pelican case and you open it up and you set out this little brick and wire up put the antenna on a tripod or whatnot, and you have a small hand-sized battery there, rather than lugging around a 25 amp hour battery or something. that's also very attractive. Since I don't own that equipment yet, that would be pricey to get into. There's no reason I can't run my radios on lower power to save a little bit of the battery life.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. That couple seems to that I subscribe to their website or their YouTube channel. They seem to do a lot of POTA and outdoor ham radio stuff, which seems intriguing in some ways, but then, I don't know, I just kind of like the idea of just sitting at a desk and listening.
Well, have you played around any more with the web SDR sites? Obviously, if you go to the website web SDR, if you haven't played there yet, it'll link you to various sites that have online receivers there that can support multiple users at one time. So they have different antenna configurations, obviously different geographical locations, and they're pretty cool, pretty neat for listening to HF. If you haven't had a chance, now that you've been playing around some more, if you haven't had a chance, I highly recommend that. You can easily lose a couple hours doing that. But I've got 6:45, so unfortunately I have to run. So I will make this my final. I'll listen as I'm heading in. This is K2PCB. I'll hand it back to you, Brad, and anyone else that's in here this morning.
73 is K2PCB. This is KD2GDQ, and I'm listening for any calls.
KD2GDQ, KC2PET.
PET, how are you on this wet morning?
I'm doing okay. I had to get a little later start. I was listening to you guys chat on OAN, which is cool. My wife's friend's funeral is today, so I had to grab my extra clothes and a few extra things before I left the house today. So I was running a little later than normal today.
Yeah, it's funny how those little things seem to interrupt your routine and put you back a few minutes. Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, and he was a good guy. A guy that passed away, but it wasn't a really close friend. Pretty much a friend of a friend. So, we just got friends with him through somebody else. We never really hung out a lot or, do something, but he was a nice guy. We'll go for a ride. It's over in, I want to say it's in Amherst, a funeral home somewhere in Amherst. So I got to go after work, go pick up my mother-in-law because she knew him too. So go pick her up first, and then we're meeting my wife where some friends of hers is watching my daughter, and then we're going to go for there. So I got busy afternoon after work.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, it sounds like you've got a busy afternoon. I never really liked, I don't know of anybody that does like going to wakes or funerals. But, they're not for the dead. They are for the living to just console each other and to remember that person's life.
Yeah, and sadly, I've been to so many of them, I get numb. I think I'm kind of getting numb to them. I bet you it's probably 50, 60 people I've known that have passed away, which is a lot.
Yeah, I would say that is a lot. I don't think I'm anywhere near that. But you've been involved in the fire department a long time, right? So there's probably a lot of older gentlemen that were involved in that have passed. Is that the case?
Yeah, I would say the fire department's probably 80% of it, and then the rest of it was just through friends and family. I couldn't count. I didn't go to a lot of them, but I've known at least probably 10 people in my graduating class that have passed, and then and just my family side of it. My grandparents on both sides have passed, so So, yeah, it's been a high number for me, but it's understandable.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's been a number of the kids that I graduated with. Several died while I was in the Air Force through car accidents and whatnot. So I was never able to attend those funerals because I was out west. And then there were some other ones over the years that because they were down in Olean, and you didn't find out until afterwards that they had passed. But yeah, it's sad.
So I was trying to figure out what's going on. It seems like Travis disappeared there for a few minutes. I was wondering what is up with that.
Yeah, I made a transmission and then everything went quiet, and I wasn't sure. So he just said he's got to do some digging into that. I got a question for you. Have you ever purchased a solid state drive, internal solid state drive for a computer?
Yes, I have. Actually, I am running two of them. It's for my server. They are for computers. They are internal for computers, but they're I have they're both SanDisk. I have both. One's 1 terabyte, the other one's 2 terabyte. Obviously, the one's for data and music files, the other one's just for movies. That's the bigger one. They've been running for about maybe year and a half now, and so far I've had no issues.
Well, that's cool, because I've read a couple of reviews. SanDisk came up as a top performer. Western Digital came up best bang for your buck, but then I'm starting to read reviews, and there's a lot of good reviews, and then there's always those one or two bad reviews, and you just makes you wonder, is it, what's going on to it? Because I got to buy one for that old laptop, and I figured today would be a good day to at least get it ordered.
Yeah, if you want reliability, I would stick with the top three. Seagate's another one. Seagate, one you mentioned, Western Digital, and then SanDisk. I think those are your best picks. And then I have looked at some other off-brand ones, but you get a lot of people that have corrupted data and stuff, so I tend to stay away from the Chinese Wuga Wuga Wuga, whatever you want to call them. Oh, I think Kingston. I think Kingston's another one. They seem to be pretty reliable. I have a 16 gig of one of those that runs the operating system for that. So, if you stick with playing one of those, I think, like I said, my SanDisk, I haven't had any issues. So, I know Seagate's another good one. So.
Well, thanks for the feedback. I'm looking at a SanDisk right now on Amazon. Well, one's a two terabyte, and I don't need 2 terabyte. I don't even think I need 1 terabyte, and that seems like that's all they're offering, a 1, 2, and a 4. So I don't know. That's what kind of threw me off. I looked at SanDisk earlier, and that kind of threw me off was that it was such a large drive. I don't think I need something that big.
I think they still offer 128 gig and 256 and 500. I think those are still available. They should be. Yeah, if you're just going to put an operating system on it, 1 terabyte is definitely overkill. Even the 500 gig. Like I said, I've seen 128 gig on sale for Amazon for $20. They're pretty cheap. So yeah, do some more search. I think you'll find the lower capacity drive.
Yeah, that's all I'm really going to do is, put an operating system on it, a Linux operating system, and download a few ham radio programs, AirSpy, SDR, SlowScan TV, a few of those programs. So I don't think it's going to be a lot. So, yeah, I'm thinking 500 is probably the max I would want to go. But I was thinking like 250.
Yeah, there's a 120 and a 256. Yeah, I'll go with one of those. Yeah, because Linux, I bet you at best that Linux program is like a max 8 or 9 gig. That's probably the size of the operating system, and then the rest is probably just wasted space. I don't know if you want to think about putting pictures or something on it, doing something else with it, but yeah, you should be fine with even 128.
Yeah, once I find my search down, a PNY comes up. I'll look into that. That was $24 for 250 gigabytes.
Yeah, that's a really good price for that. So, but all right, Brad, that time again. I gotta make my way in. So happy hard drive hunting, and hopefully find a good purchase. So KG2GDQ, KG2PT. 73. I will. Well, tomorrow is my early, so I won't be able to talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you on Friday. 73.
73 is KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ, and we're clear of the channel.